Toughest question you've run into this year?
Oh, my goodness. Probably that one. No, just kidding. I've had a lot of good ones. Probably just more of the not really a question, but the comment of, oh, look at the princess, and really overcoming that would probably be the toughest thing. It's not really a question. It's more of a statement that you get. You'll say, oh, look at the princess, the mom will say to the daughter or whatnot. So that's really difficult to overcome that and to explain. How do you explain to a five-year-old that you're not a princess? Mm-hmm. You're an ambassador. That's too big of a word for them to understand. So really getting down that, I promote, do you love your food? You know, we make a lot of great food, and I really get to tell people about that is really what I do.
And that's always been a big challenge for this program is, that people don't have the right perception of what Alice is all about. How do we correct that?
Well, the great thing is the tiara provides so much visibility. If you don't have the tiara on, people don't really recognize who you are. They don't really see you as something special and stand out. So this allows that you get to stand out. However, it's just continuing to do the role of Alice and to get out to these events and to promote all that we have in Wisconsin and to continue just to teach people that Alice in Dairyland promotes all of our great food.
Greatest accomplishment this year?
Oh, wow. I would say that would be the school visits. That would be my favorite thing about the year, and I've been able to do so many of those, and just to see the smiles on the students' faces and to hear them say, we have so many number ones and we have so much to be proud of here in the state of Wisconsin.
All right. If there is that one thing you just ran out of time, you'd like to do but just don't have enough time.
The one thing I regret about my year, I was on a cranberry tour and didn't ask to put on the waders to go into the cranberry bog. The only regret from this entire year was that one right there, was not getting into that cranberry bog. I could have asked. I should have asked going back. That would have been the one change.
Well, you may have plenty of opportunity next fall when it's harvest time again.
I might have to call him up and be like, I didn't get to do this last year. Can I do it this year, even if I'm not Alice?
Step in. You're ready to go.
Exactly.
Greatest point of advice, what would you pass along to the next Alice?
Oh, be ready for a really fun year. Be flexible because everything changes as you're going along. And just be ready to promote and be ready for a lot of different questions. And it's a lot of fun. And put on your work boots because it's fun.
All right. Out there right now are some young ladies who are high school age or maybe your first couple of years of college thinking, should I run for it or should I not? Any words of encouragement?
Oh, this is the way I explain this is my sister is younger than I, and if she would want to do it, I would strongly encourage her, but I would never force her because this is a full-time job, more than a full-time job, and you have to have the passion to want to do it. But if you have a passion for doing it, you're going to have one of the best years of your life being involved in this. Best ways to prepare for it, really get involved. Get involved in your community, get involved in 4-H, showing up at fairs, FFA, whatever it may be, and really learn how to begin communicating, get experience with the media, get experience with public speaking, and then such as Ferris of Fair or state officers, and then you'll have a great year as Alice.
How does that experience being a Ferris or being a state officer help being Alice?
You'll see a lot of the Alices will have been some kind of experience, whether it's a state Jersey princess or dairy ambassador for their county, a state officer, a Ferris of Fair. They'll have that experience because of the fact that it gives you the public speaking, it gives you the experience with the media. So it's really important for continuing to develop. They're stepping stones so that you can continue to develop throughout your entire life.
Now, the department is also going to ask you on an exit interview. Any suggestions for improvement for the program?
Great question. There's really not too much that I think can really be improved about this year. It's a really full-time job, and that's just because it's a one-year position. Most of the pressure you put on yourselves, and that's probably one of the difficult things about this job, is because you only get 1 year, and you want to make such a big impact, and you want to do the best job that you can. So you take that year, and you fill it quite full, and you have a lot of fun with it.
You know it's only a year, so you can give it everything you've got.
Yes, exactly. You come June, you can sleep in again.
Now, speaking of come June, of course, you're going to become a teacher.
I'll be a middle school math teacher, so I'll take a lot of the information that I've learned, and now I have a lot of story problems that I can write in the math classroom, as well as a lot of the smart board presentations I've been doing with the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. A lot of those I can incorporate the technology that I've learned throughout this year into the classroom as well.
Now, when you step on that stage for the final time at the finals to give your retiring address, what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about the amazing year I've had, and it's really been a dream of mine since I was 4 years old, and really about all the amazing experiences that I've been able to be a part of, as well as there's a lot of people that you have to thank for this year to be as successful as it is and to continue on with this program.
So when you think about it, then you think about it, 4 years old, you saw an Alice who inspired you. So some 4-year-old out there is going, I want to be just like her.
Every once in a while that crosses my mind when I get a picture with some young lady, whether she's 2 years old or 18, this could maybe be a future Alice in Dairyland.